Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Both for our radio audience joining us in Mississippi on WYAD 94.1 FM, those joining us on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106liveradio.com, and those joining us around the world. We're glad you all could be with us as well. Our next guest is not only a repeat guest on our program, but also someone I'm very excited to call a friend. Zenaida Royal Mario is back with us today to talk to us not only about what she's been doing since the last time she was on our program, and I was telling her it's been 4 years, 4 years this August since the last time she was on with us. Zenaida is the author of a book that really I fell in love with called Be Real and Great Now, or Bragging. You probably have been able to see her on Facebook and Twitter, especially being able to share that great message. But over the past couple of years, she's been involved in a project that is now being able to be available for the world to be able to know about, and that is the story of A.J. Perez. The new book is called A Smile of Hope, The Legacy of A.J. Perez. We're going to talk to Zenaida not only about what it was like for her to work on this project, but also how it all began, what it's been like for her to see the response already, but also, more importantly, what she hopes you as readers are able to know, not only about AJ's life, but what it says about all of us being able to make a difference. Zenaida, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Cyrus. It's a pleasure to be back. Thank you so much.
The pleasure's definitely all mine. You know, I guess the reason it doesn't seem like 4 years is because we have definitely stayed connected in that time. So that's been the great thing. But I am so happy for you, I want to first of all say, about this new project, because I know this really has been a labor of love for you, Zenaida. I remember when you first told me about A.J. Perez's story and what you were doing. I think what was so great is how committed you were to the project. What does it feel like for you now in 2016 to not only see people being able to rediscover A.J.'s story, but also to see them already being able to embrace his book?
Yes, it has been a labor of love for the past 3.5 years since connecting with his parents, and especially his mom. And to see the book, you know, in the hands of the young adults that we aim to continue to inspire and motivate, because that was also AJ's audience was the young adults in the Philippines and around the world, because he was an upcoming entertainer in the Philippines and around the world. So to see everybody, in fact, the fans have been following me since the inception of the book project, and to see them hold it in their hands is just amazing.
Yeah. You know, there are so many things that I thought about when it came to AJ, and we'll get into a couple of those tonight in this conversation. One of them is that it really does show something that I have come to believe in my own life, and I think you have exemplified and you've shared in Bragging, and that is it's not about an age when it comes to the impact we can have, because AJ was just 18 years old when he was taken, and I think it really does show, when I was looking at those pictures that you were sharing, that, you know, it really does not matter how old you are. It really is about how you choose to live. Is that one of the things that attracted you to his story?
Yes, it was. We actually had the same audience. As you know, Brag and Be Real and Great Now was self-published in February of 2011, and AJ's untimely passing was April of 2011. So here I was, you know, trying to encourage and, you know, inspire the young and the young at heart, because in life we all go through the same thing, no matter what, you know, what stage you are in life, you go through similar things. And AJ just was, as I learned about him, I had not known him prior to his passing, but as I learned about him through articles and interviews, it was just very straight across the board that everybody felt the same way about him, that he was very humble, kind, you know, caring, a peacemaker. So he was just the epitome of the young adults and the young at heart that I wanted to encourage and inspire. So he was a very great role model, and I was just very touched by his story.
Yeah. Well, and as you said, I mean, to work with his parents on this had to be a great honor. Why don't you walk our listeners through, Zenaida, how this all happened? As you said, I mean, you did not know him, but how did it all come about that you got to not only to be introduced to his parents, but then, of course, to work on this book with his mother?
Yes. April 17th, 2011, A.J. Perez was just coming home from a show a festival show, and it was very late at night when they started to go home. And unfortunately, the van driver that was driving his particular van wanted to overtake a truck, an 18-wheeler that was in front of them, and it was a one-way each way highway that they were traveling on. And when he tried to pass that truck, a bus was coming towards them, the opposite direction. And so by the time the driver had pulled back into the correct lane, unfortunately the bus had hit the side where AJ was sleeping, right behind the driver. And he passed away shortly after the accident. And so I was on Facebook, and I saw a post that my cousin had put on Facebook about the accident. And, as a mother, it just really touched me, because this is a young man, and the family is now, in a grieving state. And so it just captivated me, and I was just very sad because of this young man who was just, again, the epitome of a role model, good soul. And so at that time, I wanted to send my condolence and also my congratulations to his parents for raising such a wonderful young man. Unfortunately, I was not able to find them for, either privacy, strictness of the account or the spelling of their names. So I didn't get a chance to, message them. And so for the next 9 months, especially during that springtime and summer, I was watching his shows, and all, reading about him, and I felt like I was getting to know him, but it was sort of like a guilty pleasure. Here I was, a middle-aged person, just very enamored by this young man because he was so inspiring. And then 9 months to when he passed away, his dad's name, Jerry Perez, came upon my friend suggested list, and I was like very excited because here I was, given this opportunity to now send my message to them. And to me, it was just very spiritual, and I think it was God-given and, universal intervention that this opportunity came up, because as I spoke to them, the father said that his wife was planning on writing a book or had been thinking about writing a book and that I should get in touch with her. And while I was getting to know him for 9 months, she was praying for someone to be sent her way to help her with the book. So I just think it was a very spiritual journey.
Wow. What an amazing thing. And I think it's something, again, that all of us can benefit from. We're going to get more into that. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm so excited to welcome back author and my friend, Zenaida Royal Mario, to our program. We're talking with her not only about how it came to be that she got to co-write A Smile of Hope with the mother of A.J. Perez, but also what A.J.'s story did for her personally. Also, she was sharing with us how she was able to get connected with his family and how that all came about. Now, this year actually marks the fifth anniversary of AJ's death. I mean, was that one of the special things about having the release taking place now, Zenaida, that you're able to commemorate something that was tragic with something that was beautiful?
Absolutely, Cyrus. We wanted to coordinate his anniversary to celebrate his life and what he meant to everybody. And there's a show in the Philippines called ASAP, and he was a regular guest on that show, and they did a tribute to him on the launch date, so that was very, very special. And several of his colleagues also went out to support the Perez family and the book launch, so that was just amazing.
Right. So let's talk about, what this experience has been like. I mentioned, of course, seeing the pictures. I mean, for you to have been with this project as long as you had, and then, of course, to have the connection with his parents. I mean, what does it mean for you now, Zenaida, to have this story out there? Is it almost for you, because I thought about this when I was prepping for your segment, is it almost like, I mean, really an extension of what bragging was all about, an example of someone who was actually being real and great in his life?
Absolutely. It tied in perfectly with Bragan's mission to inspire young adults and the young at heart to you know, don't be content with your life, because you can be anybody or anything in life that you want to be. And here was AJ. At first, he wasn't comfortable at, you know, age, I think he was 10 when he got introduced to show business. And at first, he was not very comfortable with being in show business, but he was, you know, willing to give it a try. And then he found out that he loved performing. He loved touching people's lives. He loves telling people's stories. That's what he told his mom. And so just to have gotten to know him and his commitment and his perseverance, not just with his acting career, entertainment career, but also with school. He was an honor student. He was an athlete, an honor athlete. He played basketball. He loved it with a passion. And in fact, because he was a basketball player, that's how he was discovered for his first commercial, which involved a young adult playing basketball for a product. So, it was just beautiful that one love led to the other.
Right, exactly. Now, one of the ways you've been able to let people know about this project, Zenaida, and keep us posted over this amount of time has been through social media, namely Facebook. I mean, talk to us about that. I mean, for those who, you know, are staying connected with you on Facebook, they know there's that great cover photo you have, you know, celebrating AJ. What has it been like for you to kind of not only to introduce his story to so many, but also to help them to celebrate the life that he had and continues to impact?
Yes. At the time of AJ's memorial service, his father hoped that after, you know, the services completed, that his son would not be forgotten. And that became my mission. So social media was a very key factor in that, and it allowed me to share, you know, quotes and poems about him that I wrote originally, and other things that that he liked, his favorite colors, his, you know, his favorite jersey number. That was all kept in the forefront to keep him, you know, remembered by those that knew him, but also introduce him to a new audience, because it has been over time now 5 years. And so I feel like I've helped with that, and that was my mission, to
right.
keep him remembered.
Yeah. One of the things I noticed is, you know, the comments, for sure. I mean, going back to 2014, of those who, were not only rooting you on, I think, Zenaida, but also excited about this. Do you feel as though, now that you're able to see the response, do you feel as though you did those fans and those interested ones justice with this book?
I feel like I have, because, you know, having been able to interview his parents and family and friends, I really got to know the real AJ and how inspiring and how he persevered through everything. And that's just very inspiring and motivating. And so to have been involved in social media and gaining like his original fan base and plus new people in the fan base has been a remarkable journey. People appreciating the posts, and I try to keep it fresh. But of course, we only have, you know, the number of pictures that we have out there. But as far as I try not to duplicate, you know, the little stories, and I try to give them a little bit of insight as to what the book is about as well. So I think they're enjoying the fruits of our love and our labor.
Right. And we're going to be telling our audience how they can be able to order the book for themselves, for sure. Again, everyone, Zenaida Roy Mario is back with us today. We're talking with her not only about the new book, A Smile of Hope, The Legacy of AJ Perez, but also how this all began and what it's been like for her to have devoted the time that she has to sharing the story along with his parents, namely his mother, and now, of course, to be able to share that all with you. And as I said, we're going to be letting you all know how you can be able to get it for yourself. Now, I think, you know, the title of the book is interesting. How did the title come about, Zenaida, A Smile of Hope?
Yes, the title came from Mrs. Perez, Mrs. Maria Victoria Sarte Perez, AJ's mom. She and her husband and youngest son, Jello Perez, put a lot of thought into it, and A Smile of Hope is very appropriate because AJ is known for his sweet, angelic, sincere smile. And because, you know, we want to inspire young adults and the young at heart and motivate them, we feel that his smile gives hope.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, the other thing is that you've been able to share, you know, some great insights from others as well. What was that like for you to be able to hear from others about their interactions with AJ and what he meant to them?
It just reiterated and completely supported, you know, my first impression of him, just like everyone's first impression of AJ is that he's just a wonderful, wonderful person, humble, kind, thoughtful, goal achiever, a youth of faith. His whole family was very religious, and they always included faith in their daily routine, you know, from morning till evening, because they feel like everything that is brought their way is a blessing from God, and anything that's given their way, you know, it's nothing that cannot be handled because they have faith in their God.
Yeah. There is something I want to share from chapter 13 of the book, Zenaida, that was interesting. Again, an individual talking about their own interactions with AJ is two things that they mentioned that I want to point out because I think there's a larger message for all of our audience out there. They said this, the characteristics I admired most about AJ were patience, understanding, and kind-hearted. You will never meet anyone as patient as AJ was. He knew not to expect anything to happen overnight. He never rushed through things, situations, or people. AJ was very patient with his family, friends, and people in public places, like in restaurants who would recognize him. They always wanted to talk and take pictures with him. He was a very understanding person and accommodated requests as best he could. No matter how good or bad things got, he never panicked or pressured anyone to do anything. You know, I read that tonight and I thought, there are some adults that have not mastered that ability to be able to do something like that, to be able to, for one thing, to realize that things aren't going to happen always on our timeline. How did hearing a story like that inspire you in your own life?
Well, I took note of that as well because sometimes, you know, as a writer, you want things to be done quickly and, you know, and be out there, but it doesn't happen that way. So you have to have a lot of patience. And so just reading that particular tribute as well as the others, you know, I have learned a lot from AJ myself. And I hope and trust that, you know, so many out there will take note of this and be better, you know, be real and great.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing I mentioned in that same tribute in that chapter 13 was this, if there was one advice AJ could give his fans and supporters today, it would have to be to never give up. It went on to say this, I know it's nothing new and we've all heard it before, but it's really something that AJ lived by. He touched so many lives and he really worked hard to be where he was. He was always determined to fulfill his goals, and at a very young age, he accomplished so much because he never gave up. What about that, Zenaida? I think that is a great message for individuals of all ages. We've heard those four words before, but I think, you know, when you are able to hear other people talk about AJ and his influence, to hear to never give up, that has to mean a lot for you as well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, having taken 3.5 years to put this book together with Mrs. Perez, she and I both, you know, were feeling guilty at, you know, one point or another because life gets busy and we had to put the book aside to get, you know, through the day's tasks that, you know, we had to go through personally. But thinking back and always keeping AJ in mind, we always, you know, stayed committed and get back on track to get this done because it's what AJ would have done and would have wanted us to do. And so for that, I am very, very grateful for this whole opportunity. And because AJ was always, he was also a pleaser, you know, he never wanted to disappoint anyone. And there's a funny story in the book where one of his director noticed that he had a bad haircut and he told him to go get it fixed, to go back to that barber to fix the haircut because it was awful. And AJ would say, oh, yeah, okay. But then the next time he saw him, he still had that bad haircut. And so the director asked, what is it with this bad haircut? And why haven't you gotten it fixed? Do you want me to go with you? And he goes, no, I actually cut it myself. It was like his little, you know, it was his consequence to himself for not doing well on a big test that he had at school. And so he hadn't told his parents that he may not have done well because of his schedule with, you know, with work, with the film, you know, that he didn't have that much time to study. And so he felt really bad, and to punish himself, he cut his hair. And so, you know, after learning that from, you know, the director learning that from AJ, he was just very amazed at his, you know, his commitment to want to always do well. And
right.
He knew that if you did not do well, there's always some type of consequence. So I thought that was a very interesting story.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. You know, I think there are so many things that we can learn, Zenaida, from AJ and even from his parents and from you. Because like you said, I mean, I think life happens to us all. And I think regardless of who we are or what our intent may be, that things happen. And it really is about the importance of, just like with this book and his mother and you, never giving up. What is your hope? I mean, or do you feel as though your hope has been realized for this book already? What was your hope in being able to make sure A Smile of Hope was available for the world to read?
My goal and Mrs. Perez's goal was to all to have a beautiful tribute for people to remember AJ by. And I think with a combination of my interviews with her, the family's stories and their struggles and their triumphs through this tragedy, as well as interviewing family and friends and colleagues and fans. There are some fans that submitted tributes too. And so for us to have this beautiful memento of AJ, I think we have accomplished our goals beautifully.
Yeah. You know, I have to say this project had to be a great lift for you as well, Zenaida, in the instance that, for one thing, it takes a lot for someone to trust someone with something as personal as, you know, as their story. I mean, did you feel that honor? I mean, is that part of what also you were fulfilled by, that you were entrusted to be able to tell this story for the world to be able to read?
Yes, I really felt blessed by this opportunity for them to have trusted me. I mean, we just met on Facebook, and, you know, to have them, you know, trust a stranger from halfway around the world, you know, separated by this ocean, you know, an ocean. And it's hard to explain, but it's been, all I can say is that it has been a very spiritually guided project, and we had trusted both, you know, our spirit beliefs. Like, she is very religious and true to her faith. And you know me, Cyrus, I have been studying, you know, the laws of the universe, and things happen for a reason and a purpose, and people come into your life, you know, for specific reasons. So I feel both combinations brought us together to do this project of love, and I am forever blessed.
Yeah, and now you're able to share that blessing and the lessons, Zenaida, with others as well, and I think that is the beauty of this whole thing. Again, everyone, Zenaida Roy Mario has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Zenaida. Definitely worth the wait since the last time that you were on the air with us. The new book is A Smile of Hope, The Legacy of A.J. Perez. And as I mentioned earlier, Zenaida, you're going to share with us how our audience can be able to order the book for themselves.
Yes, here in the U.S., they can go to getbragging.com, go hope. So it's getbragn.com/go/hope/. And at the moment, starting today until June 9th, we are doing a pre-launch pre-orders, and so the book is priced at $19.99, but we have a plus shipping and handling, but we also have bonuses for this pre-launch period. They will be able to get an e-version of my book, Brag and Be Real and Great Now, and also a chapter on Stars of Dreams, which is a goal-setting and achieving chapter. And also, I will be doing a teleseminar, Get Bragging and Write Your Book Training. That's a $299 value where I will teach the reverse engineering process in creating your book, outlining chapters, writing the chapters, memorable titles and subtitles, cover design tips. So if they go there between May 9th to June 9th, they will be able to get these bonuses for the U.S. version of the book, A Smile of Hope. Now, if they are in the Philippines or abroad, they can call or text 0917-566-8281 or 0947-474-3283, and the Perez family will fulfill those orders.
Okay. So it's available, you know, either way, whether you're listening to us internationally, as some of you are, as well as, of course, in the States. You know, two great ways to be able to get the book for yourself. And then I think, again, you know, what a great thing, Zenaida, you're able to do, and what a great opportunity, of course, for people to be able to not only to have this story, but also to be inspired by it. I know that that's really going to be the big thing, knowing how AJ continues to inspire others and hearing how he's been able to really, I think, to stay with others as well, even after he's gone, through the life that he lived. And I think that is the great thing for all of us, to remember to live every day to the fullest, to make the most of each and every opportunity. And then, of course, as we heard in that one excerpt, the importance of never giving up, for sure. So, Naya, thank you so much for sharing with us again. Really appreciate it. And how can our audience stay connected with you?
Yes, they can connect with me on Facebook, Zenaida Roy Almario, and on Twitter and Instagram at GetBraggin.
All right, so make sure you all are staying connected with Zenaida. Zenaida, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to our next conversation.
Thank you so much for the support for A Smile of Hope on behalf of the Perez family. Cyrus, thank you so much.
Yeah, the pleasure is definitely all mine. And we thank your audience for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.